You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
We brought you damn good beer, and now we're delivering to you damn good beef. Hassel Cattle Company is the absolute best source for farm-to-table Wagyu beef in the country. Hassel Cattle Company is a fourth-generation cattle farm out of Texas. They ship all over the beautiful USA and straight to your door. They call their beef the blue-collar Wagyu. Why? Because it's the best damn Wagyu that every man or woman can afford. Hassel Cattle Company offers Wagyu smoked sausage, New York strip, beef bacon, Wagyu Frank, two jerky flavors, original and sweet and spicy, and their hamburger even won the Food Network's Northeast Burger Jam. Not only do we love their beef, the country loves their beef. Everybody wants to get in on this. These guys take their registered bulls and breed them with Angus cows, giving you that very high prime product that is grown with zero antibiotics or hormones. So head to HasselCattleCompany.com, that's H-A-S-S-E-L-L CattleCompany.com, and use promo code DNVR10 for 10% off your order, plus any orders over $200 get you free shipping. Again, use code DNVR10. Check them out today, and we promise you will not be disappointed.
Are we?
DNVR Avalanche Podcast, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account to get amazing odds boosts. I'm your host, Rudo. We got the full cavalcade today. AJ, Evan, Blaze, all coming at you. Gonna be a fun one. I'm actually not entirely sure what we're doing. This is Blaze's brainchild, so.
We're all kind of in the dark then. So,
oh, good, good.
Yeah. So what happened is Blaze said, "Hey, do you guys want to play a game tomorrow?" And we were all like, "All right, cool." And then there was no conversation, no follow-up. Yeah.
It's kind of how soft starts, right?
Today rolled around, and it was like, "All right, we're doing trivia and we're doing a thing. We need you guys. We need you to sign into this buzzer website, and then we're gonna play a game." And now we're live on the air. So, alrighty.
Free Skate Friday going on for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. This could be the start of a new Saw movie for sure.
So. It's a reboot. But
it's gonna be like idiots running Saw. So here you go.
Good. Good. If Saw was run by stupid people, got it.
There's going to be grammatical errors. There's probably going to be some misspellings in here. So
awesome.
Buckle up.
I'm ready. All right. I don't know where am I starting, Blaze?
Well, what are we doing? Yeah. Are we jumping right in?
I think so.
Is the first question which three Avs moved from Quebec? Because if it is, I'm gonna murder you.
You know what? When I was doing the research, I saw that one last night, and I was like, I'm not gonna do that. So.
AJ's still salty that cost him a point.
All right. Well, let's get started with our little game here. Before we start, let me know that there is some there's some merch basically on the line for you three guys here. Let me pull up what's
winner's
gonna get.
Oh god, it's the Moam thing.
Yeah, sale value $14.95. Somebody's gonna win this bad boy. They can wear it on the air wherever they want.
I'll wear it to camp.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, the loser should have to wear that to camp.
I like it. Actually, I love that. Whoever comes in last place has to wear it to dev camp all week.
Like on the outside camp.
Yeah. Oh, you have to show it off for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Loser, the last place has to wear that thing all week.
Mom or Moam or ma'am.
Ma'am.
All right, let's start. Rudo, you've got the slides. Rudo can't cheat. So the way that this works, let me clear the buzzers. Everyone that's in the chat, there is a buzzer. So it's going to be first person to buzz in gets to answer. If they get it wrong, then it goes through. If no one gets it right, we just move on to the next question. Clear as mud?
Yep. I'm sure we'll nail this.
Easy. All right. Here we go. Rudo, bring the first question up. Who was the youngest player to captain an NHL team?
All right. That was really, really loud.
Turn that sound off, Doug.
Yeah, that's going off. That's going off. That was really loud. I'm going with McDavid.
That is correct. AJ with the correct answer on the first one.
Yeah, but it
Hello.
Was McDavid. It was Landy.
It was Landy McDavid. Before that. Yeah. Yeah, and that's why I thought that was.
Bring up the next question.
Huh? Here we go.
Can you? Okay, there we go.
By the way, Yahir's doing this at this point. I'm not even cheating.
Name the original six hockey teams.
Shit.
Garth Brooks.
That's me. So Chicago, the Rangers, Canadiens, Maple Leafs. God, now I'm gonna bomb this. Who am I forgetting here? There's some old annoying teams. Yeah, I bombed now, so I pass it on.
Wow.
So I'm blanking because now I thought of my name.
AJ.
So it was – I don't remember which ones he did, but it's –
Do them all.
Yeah, it's Boston, Montreal, Toronto, the Rangers, the Red Wings, and the Blackhawks.
Oh.
There it is.
I don't think of the Red Wings as an NHL team anymore, so I didn't.
got him. Get out of here. Take that, Micah.
Is that your back? Rudo,
Yahir's doing it. I'm not cheating.
All right, so are you keeping score as well, or am I still doing that?
It's just 2-0 AJ right now.
I got the score. Don't worry.
All right, we're getting carried.
Here we go.
One person here knows what they're doing.
Who did Hillary Knight surpass to become the all-time goal scorer in women's IIHF?
You didn't reset the buzzer, though.
Yeah, we got to clear the buzzer.
There we go. Man. Oh, I cleared it. All right, Garth Brooks.
All right. I think I actually know this one. Cammy Granato.
That is correct.
All right. What? There's two of them? Cammy Granato's.
It's Cammy Granato's record. That's why it's possessive and not plural.
Yeah. We were going to change that, but we ran out of time. So
that's what they want you to think.
I want to be ma'am. Wait,
can I like re-enter this with a different name?
I don't know.
Let's open a new tab.
All right. Let's bring up the next one. What does a Gordie Howe hat trick consist of?
Oh.
AJ got it first.
A fight, a goal, and an assist in the same game.
That is correct. All right. So there's a new person now in the buzz. It's Manscaped Man. I wonder who that is.
The worst superhero ever.
Why am I rooting a baby in here also? What is happening?
So after that, let's bring up the leaderboard from so far. It's you know, it's pretty easy right now. So let's see. AJ.
What's up?
You've got 3. Evan's got 1. Rudo.
Dude, I'm ready to wear this mom chain, all right?
It would be pretty on brand. Him wandering around in shorts with a mom chain on.
I should wear this shirt, too.
Oh, it's true.
Well, no.
Hold on now. Right, your leaderboard's wrong.
I like this leaderboard.
There we go. 3-1. All right. Those were pretty easy, right?
Yeah, well, I messed up a question, so
I feel like my buzzer game is lacking.
I know, I gotta switch tabs. That's just, I'm like reading the question and I'm tab switching over.
Oh man, you can just listen to my voice.
No, you gotta buzz in before you faster, even start saying the question. You can't have any chance.
All right, we're moving on to the next little chapter here of my game called Finish the Statement.
Oh god.
Business in the front. Oh, Girth.
Wow.
Oh, party in the back.
That buzzer was filled up so bad.
Yes.
See, if I had waited for you to finish, I would have been last.
That's true. I buzzed it before I even started, and I wasn't first.
All right. Oh, this one. These are, Evan, you should have a little leg up right here.
Oh,
this
God. Is,
what does that mean?
Stuff. No. Locker room stuff. Well, not really locker room stuff. All right, let's go on to the next one. A good hockey player plays where the puck is. A great hockey player, blank. Manscaped man.
Ah, let's go. Plays where the puck is going to be.
Oh, he gets it. He's on the board.
We're in there. We're in there.
See, these are pretty easy so far. You guys thought it was all going to be ancient history because I'm old as dirt, and it's not.
Who won the 1953 scoring title?
What row was I in when they won it?
All right, on to the next question.
My buzzer.
Oh, the buzzer. Not good. I'm not good with this.
I don't even know this one, so.
All right. Sometimes you do the hard work and set the table.
Yeah, I don't know this one.
That sounds like a job description.
Do I get minus points if I'm wrong?
No, let's not. No one buzzed in, so let's buzz in, and you can get wrong answers here now. I want to hear them.
Can we put the question, the starting sentence up again?
Yeah, bring it up again.
Awkward pause.
Frozen.
Okay. Oh. Well,
no, that wasn't it. So
okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes they feed you the biscuit. I don't know.
No. Any other guesses?
Yeah. Sometimes you come late and finish the food. I don't
know. Right, you're getting closer. I'll give you that. AJ, any guesses?
Nope.
All right, let's put it up there. And somebody else eats the meal. Mm. That is a player saying.
All right, well, rude.
Well, it's all about, you know, you do all the hard work and then you pass it out front and somebody just snipes it in the goal. You've done all the hard work. And
those damn pigeons.
All right.
JBR makes a lot more money than we do.
True.
That's very true.
Eating other people's meals. He's going to be the world's worst Uber Eats driver when he retires.
Brought you an empty bag.
All right. Move it. Let's hold on. Are your buzzers green?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. People would say girls don't play hockey, girls don't skate. I would say
What are these sayings?
I'm gonna hold this.
These are all professional hockey player sayings after games or just talking to a player. These ones are a little hard.
No, yeah, I got no shot at this.
Never heard this.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I'm gonna bounce out. Girth out.
It's only. How about if I just say it's two words?
I would say you wrong.
No.
We can say whatever we want on Friday shows, right?
Yeah.
There's no way this is the answer.
Not if they're going to get us canceled, bro.
No, they wouldn't get us canceled. I would say, fuck it.
I've heard that somewhere before, but nope. All right, let's go. It's watch this.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll have no clue where it's from.
I thought these were going to be easy. Obviously, this should have been like the last round.
And get this out of the way.
All right. Let me clear the buzzers, even though no one buzzed in. So I didn't really have to do anything there. All right. Next one. Hard work beats talent when. Girth Brooks.
I was thinking of the wrong saying. Hard work beats raw talent 95% of the day. 90% of the days. I don't know this one. I mean, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard.
I'll give it to correct. You. Yeah.
That's correct. Yeah. How did you pull that out?
Talent doesn't work hard.
Because I've heard it before. It's okay. Just,
yeah. All right.
I mean, you just reverse the words. That's what I did.
All right, let me clear the buzzer. This is the last one in this category, thank God.
Let's get us out of here.
We're not doing good as a unit here. My fault.
Obscure game show host.
All right, next one. He's a practice what? All right, AJ.
I don't actually know. I didn't mean to buzz.
You go. Super, okay, you got
superstar player. Ooh, person. Close. I don't know.
Next one in Manscaped Man.
He's a practice sniper. I don't know. Yeah.
Girth Brooks.
I was just gonna say player.
It's practice Gretzky.
Has anyone ever heard that? These are way too obscure, man.
That one's not that obscure.
Yeah, I played with a lot of those in my day.
Yeah. That's a term that you use for a guy that just shines in practice. You get in a real game and you can't find him anymore.
Yeah, I call those Brian Wilsey.
All right.
Ooh, look at this.
I'm in trouble. I can already tell. It's okay, though.
All right.
Would have been cool if you had zero.
Yeah, I know. We could have had the 303 there, but you know, since we're in between, we do have to hit up DraftKings. They are the number one rated sportsbook app out there. Go get them. Go get yourself some money. Shout out to the Online Darts League. Couldn't sleep last night, and I ended up making like $40 off the Online Darts League on DraftKings Live. So, you know what? DraftKings is dope because you can bet on online darts leagues that are happening around the world, across the world from you. So,
what? An online darts league?
Yep. That's what it's called.
Okay. Anyway, carry on.
Made $40. You can bet on a bunch of other things as well. Got to hit up DraftKings right now. There's still time to get in on the offer for their week one of the NFL action, where you can bet $1 and get $200 in free bets instantly. So get that in before the weekend. Got to have a new account. Got to use code DNVR to get that. But, you know, $200 in free bets is a whole lot of money to mess around with on DraftKings and win yourself even more. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that DNVR code to get those $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any week one NFL game. That you get the $200 instantly as well. You don't have to wait for the game to happen. You don't even have to win the bet. you just get the $200 for putting down a dollar. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. I always say NHL. Mess it up every time. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only. Other terms, restrictions, and conditions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Of course, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And then when you need to make a little extra cash so you can put more into DraftKings, hit up the Ball Corporation. They're currently hiring for their Golden plant. You can text Golden to 77222 or go to jobs.ball.com to get an application and apply there. They pay a living wage. They give good benefits. They also, the coolest thing I think is if you have some holes in your resume, they will help you with training to get everything up to speed and all filled out. So it's a great opportunity. If you're looking for a job, hit them up. Check them out. Get some Ball Corporation life going for you.
Get some.
Rudo is a dart enthusiast.
Yeah, let's go. It was that or like Russian 65-year-old and up ping pong. So you really can't bet on anything at DraftKings. Like.
There was a bet last weekend at the golf tournament, Rudo. After the turn there, after I got the two hot dogs, we were right in front of Rudo, by the way. On the first hole, I dropped my hot dog on the cart ground.
Like, yeah.
On the Eric cart, on the ground.
Me, yeah.
And the bet was, is he still going to eat it? And Eric's like, 100% it's going to happen. And he was correct.
How long was it on the ground?
Yeah.
You know, like 5-10 seconds.
See, oh. Not too bad.
What did you have to clean off of it?
Yeah, that's real
cool. Some dirt, some grass, a few like rocks and pebbles. It was fine.
That might have been a no.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a hot dog. You already don't know what's in there.
That's true.
Are we going to know what are in these next questions?
Oh, no. Now it's getting worse.
So, oh, God.
You guys ready for the made up category? This is where I have made up something and you guys have
to. Oh, these are all to your discretion?
No.
Oh, okay.
So the way that this one works, the first one that we're going to do is it's about names. So these are real players' names. And then there's one that is made up in the list. You guys have to figure out.
I've actually done some research on this. I'm feeling good here. I'm ready.
AJ, you better get your head in the game here because Rudo's coming back. He doesn't want to wear the Moam necklace.
All good.
Let's pull up the first question here. Which one of these AHL, NHL players' names did I make up? Harry Dick, Wacy Rabbit, Corey Pecker, Yutaka Fuck You Fuji, and Raycon Slapjack.
All right. So this is a 50-50 for me. I'm going to go with Corey Pecker. Yeah, so the other one.
I remember him. Is it the Fuck You Fuji? Is he the fake person that got drafted?
That's Tsujimoto.
Nope, that is a real person.
AJ. Can I see the list again?
Oh, patience pays off.
Yeah, right.
I'm going with Slapjack.
Oh, that is correct. Wow. He got it. Raycon Slapjack.
I knew three of them were real. Just lost the 50-50.
Oh, man, it's a tight race now for last place, actually. So AJ's kind of pulling away a little bit here.
What? I'm only one behind him.
Yeah, I was going to say 4-3-1.
How many questions do we have left? Am I screwed already? Yeah.
Oh, we've got some more questions here.
All right, good, good.
This category is short anyways, too. I had more, but we ran out of time again. So let's pull up the next question. What stat did I make up? You can look through these. Oh, go ahead.
God. I didn't memorize.
Oh, man.
All right, AJ, you're the only one that buzzed in.
Varley.
That is correct. So how many shutouts did he have for an extra point? I'll give you an extra point if you get this.
7.
That is correct.
He doesn't need an extra point. No.
Yeah, he does. He does get a point. And you know what? When I did this one, I knew AJ was going to get it.
Yeah. He watches the aisles.
hey, he's the boss man. Like he's gonna get some, you know.
AJ reads stat sheets while he's falling asleep.
That's your bedtime reading?
Will not confirm nor deny. If you open up Chrome on my phone, it automatically opens up to Hockey Reference.
Glad you said that. Yeah,
I'm more of a cat friendly type of guy myself.
That's my other tab.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, let's get away from stats. Now we're gonna go. So these ones are gonna start off a little bit easy, and then they're gonna get a little bit harder. This is who said it. So these are quotes from NHL players. So the first one, you ready for it? I didn't hear him because my two Stanley
Cup rings were in my ears. I buzzed in so fast.
Mine was in second place, and then Josh jumped over me somehow. What was that?
It's not gonna matter because it's Patrick Waugh.
Ding!
I know, but am I getting like heated here? Am I buzzing in first? And it's just moving me down the list.
Rigged. What's happening
here? I wish Jack could have seen how fast those buzzes came in.
I saw. I hadn't even read the first word.
Yeah, I know. Chimed in.
Oh, that was funny. And I can confirm, Rudo did get moved from second to third.
Yeah. Even the internet wants me to wear this moam chain.
Buzzin.live. Rigged.
Oh. Rudo, when do you leave? I'm gonna have to drive down and give this to you.
Yeah, we gotta be there at like 8 a.m. on Sunday.
Well, good thing I will be in Denver tomorrow. So
there you go.
Drop that thing off.
Great. Sure, it'll be a great conversation piece.
Yeah, make sure you drop it off at the bar because I'll be there this weekend and I'll grab it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll drop it off at the bar tomorrow. So all good. All right, let's move on to the next one. Who said it? Why is a puck called a puck? Because Dirty Little Bastard was taken.
Nope.
No one. All right.
Yeah, I've never heard this.
Me either.
This might be showing my age then.
Yeah, I was going to say it sounds like somebody said a long time ago.
Does anyone in chat know it? No? All right. No,
chat doesn't seem hot on it.
Well, let's see the answer. It is Martin Brodeur. Exactly. It was a goalie.
Yeah, I never have heard that before. That's a new one to me. There you go. Let's go, Abs knew it.
Yep. All right, let's move on to the next one. These are going to get even harder. So that's
good.
I love this. I love it. I'm stumping you. I will personally challenge anyone who wants to get rid of fighting to a fight.
I don't know it, but I'm going to take a guess.
Yeah.
Because this sounds like the Tidomiest thing to ever be said.
Oh, that is a great guess, but you are not right.
Oof.
Girth Brooks.
I mean, I was going to take a random guess too.
Yeah,
I mean, somebody who's like been saying stupid stuff out there, like Brandon Prust, like that.
Ryan Reeves. No, that's a good one too. What did you say, Evan?
I said Brandon Prust.
Nah, that's not right either.
Scott Stevens.
No, but that's a good guess too. It is Brian Burke.
Yeah, that's a very Brian Burke thing to say, for sure. Yeah.
So believable. So believable.
All right.
Getting there with his tie undone, like.
Yeah, I love that his tie is like a show tie where it's just like around his neck.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to be Brian Burke when I grow up.
All right, the next one.
Like, so well respected, you could just get away with it.
All hockey players are bilingual. They speak English and profanity.
I mean, I've heard this saying before. I don't know who actually said it.
It's got to be an American.
Yeah.
Anyone going to chime in? Use those buzzers.
Can you give us any kind of a hint?
A team.
No.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Fuck me for asking.
No, let me give you a hint that won't like. Let's see here.
So it's got to be someone obvious then. If
yeah.
You're willing to give us a hint.
He played for the Red Wings. He also played for the Houston Arrows.
AJ should know this then.
I'm going to guess Gordie Howe.
That is correct. Yes. I thought saying Red Wings would give it away, but.
There are a lot of good Red Wings guys.
Yeah, that's like 100 years of hockey.
Wait, why am I trying? How did I try to cheat? What did I try and cheat?
Who said you tried to cheat?
It's my name. It says tries to cheat.
Oh, he wants hints. Oh. I see. Hint boy.
Hint enthusiast.
All right. This is the last one in this category.
No clear the buzzer.
All right, hold on. Don't put it up. Oh.
Did not see it.
Yeah, I couldn't see it.
All right, now put it up. We're ready to go.
I'm ready.
The only difference between this and Custer's last stand was that Custer didn't have to look at the tape afterwards.
Oh, God. All right, so which head coach?
Yeah.
It is a head coach.
Is he, like, can we get an era of some sort?
He's a, he's a former head coach for a team that resides in the South.
Oh, man.
I mean, I don't.
Oh. Garth Brooks.
I mean, who is a former head coach of probably like six teams? I was going to say Tortorella said that.
Yeah, no. Good guess, though.
Team that resides in the South.
Hughes a head coach.
I'm gonna guess Ken Hitchcock.
Nope. Good guess, though. He had a playing career.
Hold on, you can't keep giving hints when two of us are already guessed.
No, keep going. Oh. Keep going. I have no idea, so it's fine.
All right, no one got this one. It's Terry Crisp.
No shot.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Absolutely no shot.
I haven't heard that name in a while.
Who was he? The
yeah.
He was Tampa.
Kidding.
Yep, Tampa.
Didn't he have a number of quotes that were notable?
Yeah. Yeah, some of them.
Can't put on the show.
I had the right team. I guess the former Tampa coach. Do I get a half a point?
Evan and I haven't gotten a question correct in like 20 minutes.
It's been a while, Rudo. It's
been a while. Yeah, it has.
I can't even remember which one it was, actually. So.
Me either, honestly.
Some Mom sweepstakes.
Yeah.
This was the plan all along. Make Rudo wear this chain. So.
He does tell nonsense stories on the Preds broadcast now, yes. He makes that broadcast tough to listen to.
All right. Well, we're moving on. Well, so should we break here?
Rudo? No. We go more.
Okay, because this is the last section.
It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, we should break.
Okay, we can break if you want.
It's the last section, dude.
I was gonna buzz in with sponsors.
Oh,
that was my
wow.
But instead, I guess you can catch me wearing a Mom chain next to my Manscaped shirt down at the
change his name to Ball Enthusiast.
Look, if you are a ball enthusiast, Manscaped has the products for you. All right, use code DNVR, get 20% off the perfect package. You can get, of course, the things to take care of your entire body as well, not just below the belt, whether it be razor blades or breath mints. Deodorant. They got you covered for just about everything. They'll even trim your nose hairs with the weed whacker. So hit them up. Get up some Manscaped. You can get their super duper comfortable underwear as well. Highly recommended by everyone that I've talked to. So check them out. get some manscaped. Excuse me. Do that. And then when you're all manscaped up and ready for a day out on the town, you can head on over to Infinity Park in Glendale and check out all the action going on over there. They have a bunch of awesome stuff going on, including the Colorado Exos, but they are a rugby team that attempts to bring in sports from other, or bring in athletes from other sports, excuse me, and see if they can convert to rugby and compete against some of the best competition in the United States. Not just that, if you're into rugby, they have the men's and women's 15 teams for the USA there, so it's literally the best rugby in the country happens here in Colorado. So check it out today. You can head it up at Infinity Park at Glendale.com. You can get in access. Tickets are for certain events, just $5. Kids get in free. All sorts of awesome stuff. So they do movie nights and arcade days and all sorts of awesome stuff. So check them out. They're super awesome. We highly recommend. Great time to go out there and have a fun day with the family or something like that. And we have a new sponsor for y'all. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by big wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I first heard that Mint Mobile offers premium wireless services starting at just $15 a month, I expected there to be a catch. I actually worked for T-Mobile for a long time. I hope we're never sponsored by T-Mobile because it's bad. We'll just leave it at that. Instead, go get yourself Mint Mobile. Once speaking with them and using their services, there is basically no catch. The secret sauce is that they're the first company to sell wireless services online only. By cutting out retail stores, they don't have to make up for crazy overhead costs that get passed down to you in the form of mystery fees. Instead, they just pass on sweet savings directly to you. So check them out. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless service for just $15 a month, and all plans come with unlimited talk and text, as well as high-speed data on their 5G network. So they're good to go. Save yourself some money. Go jump on Mint Mobile and get on the new cell service. Go to mintmobile.com/DNVR, of course, to let them know we sent you. Get your $15 a month wireless plan. Again, mintmobile.com/DNVR. All right, the final showdown of Rudo wearing a mom chain. Let's do it.
Let's look at the leaderboard real fast and see what the ground is.
We don't need to look at it again.
Yeah, it's 8-1-3. I got it.
Yeah. Oh, I just like looking at it. It's
AJ's
great.
Running away. We don't need to sell. Oh, there it there is. You go. There's a good look at the chain.
What? Why is it on a piece of wood?
I mean, that's
house. That's just Blazer's house. Yeah.
I built it myself, so. My house.
Did
I
you really?
I built Did my you? House with my bare hands.
Okay, we know you didn't do that. You could have convinced me if you told me you built like that table.
Oh, no.
You convinced me that you drew that weird dog picture right behind your head.
Have you ever seen the Simpsons where Homer builds like a bird's nest and there's like a bird stuck in it and they're like, is the bird still alive? They're like,
I probably have, not in a while.
Yeah, that's how my building skills are.
So. The Simpsons is not a good TV show.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Moving on.
Take his point away.
All right. Yes, I do still watch The Simpsons, one of my favorites, and Rudo hates it. So
Rudo hates a lot of shows.
Yeah.
This is the last round, which we will call not the lightning round, because why would we do that? We're gonna call it the avalanche round.
Okay. Great.
Each question inside of our avalanche round is worth 2 points. So Rudo,
I come back trail.
The other thing too is that these are all avalanche centric questions. So
are they like hella obscure or are they gonna be easy?
No, they're gonna be hard.
Okay.
All right, buzzers are cleared. First question: what year were the Quebec Nordiques founded?
Nope.
AJ.
1977.
Nope.
Okay. Take away 2 points.
Yeah. That should be minus points.
That's how it's going to be.
I mean, you guys go for it. I mean, you can't get it wrong. So.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever.
Garth Brooks.
1978. Nope. Price is right.
1974.
Oh, so close. You were just 2 years off.
No, the other direction.
All right. No one moved up in the standings. Rudo, there's only a few questions left.
Yeah, I've resigned myself to it at this point.
This one will be interesting. I want to see if anyone knows this one. All right.
Paul, refresh the buzzer. Hey,
clear. No, buzzer, hey, buzzer.
Oh. All right, let's go back. Name all six of the players that have retired numbers. Bonus points
That's
for the
not numbers. A hard question.
AJ.
I'll give it to Rudo.
Oh,
wow. Don't do this to me.
I'll give it to Rudo just because I think we buzzed in pretty much the same time. And I saw him get screwed once. And I don't want to hear him whine about it. So
the truth comes out. He just doesn't want to hear me whine about this Moam chain for 3 days.
You're going to hear me whine about it.
All right. Sakic is 19. Forsberg is 21. Hayduke is 23. Wah is 33. 33. Foot is 52. And Bork is 77.
My man.
Damn, that is correct. And all of a sudden, Rudo is back in the game.
Sorry, Evan.
I feel like I just got absolutely screwed.
That was awesome, by the way.
The Free Skate Friday screw job right there.
I'm going to lose this. I'm going to have to wear this Moam chain because of AJ pities Rudo.
Come on. We have a bunch of other questions. Both of you guys can still beat me.
Yeah. Questions.
Yeah.
Let's see how many questions are left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions.
Oh, that's a few.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the next one.
Yeah. Does he get bonus points too? Wasn't there bonus points?
Yeah. That was like a 6-pointer, right? Easy.
6 points. I'll give you 3 points.
Oh, let's go.
God. Now I'm moving.
All right. Next question. What arena did the Avs play in their inaugural season?
Wow. Ooh, all three of them. Immediately.
Yeah.
That was actually awesome.
Nick Nichols Arena.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is incorrect. It's McNichols Sports Arena. Just kidding. You got it.
Actually true.
Actually.
That's the most well-actually guy response possible.
Did anyone ever refer to it as, hey, guys, let's go to McNichols Sports Arena? Nope. Okay. Let me reset this.
Yeah. The buzzers are coming in quick and hot in this round.
Game's getting serious all of a sudden. All right, next question. Who scored the first ever hat trick for the Avs?
No.
Ooh. Garth Brooks.
I am not 100% positive on this, but I'm going to say Kaminsky.
I think
that is incorrect.
No. My God, I didn't buzz in.
AJ.
I'm going to go with Lemieux.
That is correct.
I wanted to somehow end up with a Moam AJ, but now we're running out of that chance.
All right, moving on to the next question.
Buzzer.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, we're good.
Name the three players that formed the Amp line. Ooh, Rudo.
Alex Tanguay, Peter Forsberg, and Milan Hayduk.
That is correct. Rudo.
I didn't even buzz in because I looked over, and by the time I was ready, it was already a two. I was like, oh, I'm out.
Well, Garth Brooks, I would just start hitting the buzzer button right now because
this is it. Do or die.
Oh, man.
All right. Last two or Moam here.
Do or Moam.
Who was the primary goaltender for the Avalanche in the 2006 playoffs.
Oh, wow. Wait, what? That just got reversed.
Dude, Evan's cheating out here. I'm
doing anything.
I had hacked.
No, AJ beat me. I looked over and saw that, and now.
Yeah, that was. I clearly had that one.
Yeah.
Girth Brooks is like the cheat code to this website. Who knew?
I'm going to go with Jose Theodore.
That is correct.
Yep.
Oh, man. No one's touching AJ. AJ has won the game.
Honest cheater. What? Why would I be on it? What? If I was cheating, I would have been like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, I don't think you can even catch Rudo at this point, can you?
I don't know what the score is. I could do it.
Oh, wait. Oh, look at this. It all comes down to this last question. All right.
Buzzer. Thank you.
This is a big one. Which was the first team ever to play against the Colorado Avalanche?
I got that one.
Can I get some clarification?
Yeah, does this preseason count?
Yeah, does the preseason count or is this just regular season history?
Regular season.
Okay.
All right, well, I'll see y'all in a moam chain then.
Yeah.
I believe Girth Brooks already said it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So congratulations to
Thank
Rudo.
God.
Rudo, look at this thing, man. This thing is hot.
I'm going to be covered in drip.
That
all thing's
going to be like, that chain looks so small. It's going to be like skin tight around your neck.
Yeah.
Well, that was something.
Man, I tried to help you out. I gave you three free ones, too.
Yeah. Couldn't even win out of pity.
I want a recount of every time Girthberg came in first. We need to see how many times he cheated his way to the top of this buzz-in.
Good luck.
I mean, there has to be pictures taken while you guys
are. Oh, yeah. Just send me a picture. I need to tweet people about my new chain, all right?
Well, that was the beta version of the quiz show. Did you guys like it?
Wonderful.
It was actually fun.
Yeah.
It's a little nerve-wracking the last 10 minutes there.
I did have some other ideas for stuff, but I didn't want us to get in trouble with copyright. So I omitted pictures and things of that nature.
Probably wise. Probably. Yeah. All right.
All right. Yeah.
Be good to go.
45 minutes.
Money in the bank. All right. Well, thank you everyone for hanging out. Hope y'all enjoyed our fun little Friday show. Probably the last one we'll do for a bit because actual hockey things start happening this weekend. So
we've got a couple of days next week that we have to waste. So we might do something for those.
Yeah, because they don't do anything on Friday, right? So
or Wednesday.
That's a disgusting name, Drippy Mom Boy.
That's Mom Boy. Get it right, all right?
Mom Boy.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you, chat. We appreciate all y'all. Hope y'all had fun. We will be back possibly on Sunday after Dev Camp. Probably
will be back on Sunday.
So one on the weekend for you. Hope to see you there. Until then, we'll talk to you later.